Earthquakes have never been predictable up to this point. And Charles Richter, the famous man who invented the Richter scale, allegedly says something along the lines, only fools, charlatans predict earthquakes. Every time they think they have something that approaches some kind of precursor system that can reliably predict an earthquake, they then discover that it predicts only certain kinds of earthquakes. And so then they have a big disaster. In terms of loss of life, actually earthquakes are not as bad a problem. We had only a few dozen lives lost in the last century from all the earthquakes in Southern California or the United States in general. So in terms of fatalities, they're not nearly as serious. It's actually things like heat waves that kill more people across the country than do earthquakes or anything else. There's nothing humans can have done, as far as you know, that make them more or less deadly. The only successful things that have been done is people have discovered if you inject fluids into a fault zone, it sometimes lubricates the fault and then you can get another small earthquakes, but they've never been able to take that very far, and they're not going to take it too far, in other words, try to actually control earthquakes. So basically, since they're not predictable, there's not much you can do to change about the way earthquakes move. It's just the smart thing is just to build smarter and build in places that are less deadly, which unfortunately most people don't do that either. Tsunamis really are not a problem with earthquakes that happen here. They're a problem with earthquakes that happen across the Pacific, such as Alaska or Japan. And with those, they're so far away that the waves when they reach us tend to be fairly small, and also they tend to be hours before they reach us, so there's always a warning system in place. Most earthquakes that happen here happen on land, so they don't generate a tsunami offshore, at least one that will affect our coastline. Because there is no way to predict earthquakes, they come with no warning. That's what's part of the reason they're so frightening to people. Whereas most other natural disasters, especially weather-generated ones, if you're paying attention to the news, there are usually sufficient warnings. And of course, in places where tornadoes are a problem, they actually have siren systems and callback systems now in place. So those give you a warning at least for a few minutes if a tornado touches down, that kind of thing. Tsunamis are sort of at the other extreme because they usually happen on the opposite side of the Pacific from us. They take hours to reach us, and then so then the system is already in place to tell everybody in the coastal regions if it's a problem. So they are probably the least hazardous in that respect. Basically, because natural disasters happen infrequently, they shouldn't be something that plagues you on a daily basis or makes you change your life dramatically. The smartest thing to do about natural disasters is just to build and to live in places that are not unnecessarily hazardous. So you don't want to live on a landslide surface. You don't want to live in places where we know the earthquake risk is high. Of course, that a lot of people do that anyway. You don't want to live in the mouth of one of the San Gabriel Canyons where the big floods come out every few decades. Those are the kinds of things that unfortunately a lot of people don't take into account, and they should, because those may put themselves at risk unnecessarily. Beyond that, on your day-to-day basis, all these events happen over geologic timescales, over decades, centuries, millennia. So they're not worth worrying about on a day-to-day basis as long as you put yourself in a relatively safe place.